Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined by Curious Psychic Cat staff writer Josh Clark. How's it going, Josh?
Rare. Candace Ring.
I can't sing the lyrics quite as fast as the incomparable Billy Joel, but we are kind of wondering who started the fire. And back in AD 64, Rome was burning.
Yes, it was a bad burn, too. I think half of the citizens of Rome, which was pretty expansive at the time, lost their homes
because of this fire. Yeah, it burned for 6 days and seven nights. Mm-hmm. About 70% of the city was destroyed.
Yeah, there were 14 districts to Rome at the time, and only three were left intact. And most of the other ones that were burned were just totally leveled. It was a horrible fire. And at the time, the person running the show in Rome was the Emperor Nero, who was wildly unpopular. I think people kind of perceived him as a distracted leader. He seemed kind of namby-pamby from the research I did. He just didn't really seem like he was no Alexander. Let's just put it like that, okay?
Fair enough. And there were actually rumors that he started the fire on purpose because he didn't like the way that the city looked and he wanted to rebuild it to his own aesthetic standards.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, once people start throwing rumors like that around, you're in big trouble.
Yeah,
and so is Nero. But one of the other accusations that I came across when I was researching the Roman fire of 64 was that Nero played the fiddle while Rome burned, which is just seems mad. And I've heard it before, but I'm asking you, is it fact or is that fiction?
That's fiction.
Oh.
We're not quite sure where this idea came from. I mean, the idea of a city's leader sitting around in his palace, you know, plucking the strings of his instrument while his city's residents became homeless and utterly distraught, again, is just very sad and tragic. And we know for a fact that he did play a string instrument, but it wasn't the fiddle. And that actually wasn't invented until 1,500 years after the event anyway. So that blows the story right out of the water. But there are historical accounts from Tacitus that show Nero was actually present at the burning, and he was coordinating firefighting efforts, he was housing the homeless in his own gardens, and he was trying to get food available at a discount to the city's residents. But despite all of this, he still didn't do a very good job trying to coordinate the raised city, as it were.
Yeah, but even though he did try something, that's in stark contradiction of the image, the public image he had. So at least he tried something, right?
He tried, but then he tried to blame it on the Christians, too, and persecuted them horribly. And he became even more unpopular when the Senate declared him a public enemy, and then his own soldiers started to revolt, and he realized that things were going really downhill. So 4 years after the fire, he took his own life. He stabbed himself in the throat.
What a sorry way to go.
Indeed. So Nero was a real zero, and you can read more about him in Did Nero Really Play the Fiddle While Rome Burned on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.